The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Orla Buckley, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. And there I was saying, I can't handle the Marvel thing because there's too many movies. There are too many movies. There are too many storylines. I don't know who's who. And then I started talking about the Hulk and getting confused with Supergirl and Iron Man. And then there was Marvel and then there's DC. And then I wanted to cry. And then you sent me in a list. What's the list?
So I sent you in a list. I have to confess, I did actually Google it, but I have seen all of the Marvel movies. Then my husband very kindly corrected me on my order and told me I was wrong.
Oh, you had a nerd off with your husband.
I had a nerd off.
Yes.
And I do have, yeah, and Supergirl, just to be a big nerd here, Supergirl is actually part of the DC universe, so it's completely separate.
Yes, I get, okay. Yeah. And Spider-Man is definitely Marvel.
Spider-Man is definitely Marvel.
But does that mean I have to sit through, if I was to watch them all as per your list, beginning with Captain America, the First Avenger, which is World War II. I think I've seen that one, so that's good. I've seen about three of the 20 you sent in.
Yeah.
And I've seen the Guardians of the Galaxy. They're great because they're kind of knowing, so almost sarcastic film, but they're very good.
Yes, they're very humorous and the music is great in it as well.
But is Iron Man not the first Marvel?
So that's what my husband says.
Ah!
You should start with Iron Man because that's where it all begins. So it's actually called the Infinity Saga. So you start with Iron Man, then Iron Man 2, which you could take or leave because it's not great. Then Thor, Captain America, the Avengers.
Wait, 3. In your list, you have the Incredible Hulk after Iron Man 2.
That's wrong because that's the Ed Norton one. So that was from Google. So ignore that list. Okay. That was wrong. Throw that away.
Gone. I'm going to slap it like the Pope slapped that hand. No, please don't take my hand like this, please.
So I can send you the new list if you want.
Course I want it. I'm half thinking of Game of Thrones this like I did last year.
You should.
Do you? Because I've seen a few of them, I'm okay. But I think a lot of the films are. Would you say, as a Marvel fan, that some of them are just awful?
Some are awful. Like, there's a couple, like Iron Man 2, Thor, The Dark World, you can kind of take or leave. They don't really have much impact. So,
what's the best
one? Two off the list. The best one would be Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, but you have to kind of see the others in order to see those, because they all lead up to that.
If I just watched Avengers-y ones, then no. I need
if
to.
You just watch the Avengers-y ones.
No, you need to be in. If you're in, you're in, aren't you?
You have to be in.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. I think you have it in you. I think you can do it.
I think I can, because I know that I can, because I did it with, I've done it with box sets before. And as I say, even experimental ones, like I watched Sex and the City, every single episode of every single box set once upon a time. And I watched, because I felt it was a challenge, and actually quite enjoyed the challenge. And equally with Game of Thrones, it was a challenge, but I enjoyed it. And I think, I don't think I'd hate this challenge, but it's just time would be an issue. But
I know.
Okay, well, can we might come back and discuss this another time if I get going on it.
I'd love that. I'd like to see what you think of them.
And I'd like to talk to you more and find out more about you and your husband and... You know,
my husband's a massive. That's how I ended up watching them. He kind of was like, "No, I think you'll really enjoy it." He's a huge Iron Man fan, and
we might have
we
might have a geek up. You know, a few of us get together and see what's happening and talk about this world. Okay, I've got it. That's my homework, Orla. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Happy New Year.
And the same. See you later.
Bye.